Hey guys, welcome to the Say What Needs Saying 2020 wrap-up. This is Zach and Brandon once again. We are here looking back on the year that we've had, and for this topic, we'll be discussing Black Lives Matter. Zach, what has changed in 2020 since Black Lives Matter? Did the shootings go down? Shootings didn't go down? The random acts didn't go down? Did the political care go down? Of course. Were the people who wanted to use this platform or use this slogan for something good and for change, did that go down? Maybe the hype of it did, because it's cold, maybe because COVID increased. Mm-hmm. But it's once again, it's a topic that's just...
Yeah, it's touchy. It's always going to be touchy. I will say one thing that's changed. There was a lot of police reform that did happen. Yes, you know, I will say city by city, state by state, there was a lot of change that did happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that nothing changed. You know, there was a lot of good that came of these movements. I will say one other thing that hasn't changed is my overall stance on the organization, not the movement, but the organization. The organization I still very much disagree with. I think, you know, the Marxist roots of it and the overall attitudes and desires and policy prescriptions of them, I very strongly disagree with. And for that reason, I hate that the term Black Lives Matter had been co-opted and also used for this movement. Because, you know, everyone who's out there with a Black Lives Matter sign, that's one more person that's going to see it and then maybe donate to the Marxist organization. But, you know, the movement did lead to some good, for sure.
Right. I mean, and I completely agree. And there's even to a point where the words are more to a lifestyle that I literally have to live, you know, without any choice. I'm a Black life, and I think I matter across the board, no matter what slogan or that, no matter what corporation or organization it's associated with. However, I want everyone to be aware of how many billions with an S of dollars was going to go to Black communities because of this movement. And I want you to be aware, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, how none of that money will come to those communities desperately in need.
Yep. And I would be remiss to bring up semantic overload, because that was something we talked about in numerous episodes, and where a word or phrase has numerous meanings. I hate it. It's come up with defund the police, Black Lives Matter, and all this stuff. And we will get into it more, I'm sure, with some of our other snippets talking about some of our other episodes as well.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Thanks for listening to this clip of the 2020 wrap-up season finale of Say What Needs Saying.
We definitely appreciate it. If you saw anything or you've heard anything in the episode that was really intriguing, don't forget to check us back on any streaming platform. The episode was definitely worth it if the snippet was interesting.